The Average Network now takes you to where gubernatorial candidates Gray Davis and Arnold Schwarzenegger are holding a joint meeting in a downtown California office to decide debate sites. In episode 2 of Gray Davis Down, let us join them in progress.
You're not getting me to appear in Sacramento, Arnold. They hate me there.
They hate you everywhere, Gray. That's not a valid criteria.
They don't hate me in San Francisco or parts of Hollywood and Malibu.
Well, Willie Brown says he'll protect you at the Civic Center in San Francisco. Jimmy Hahn offered the old sports arena in L.A.
We can't use the sports arena. We'd both lose. It's home base for the curse of the Clippers. Besides, nobody likes Jimmy Hahn either.
I don't know why. He's never in town and he doesn't do anything.
This is all a plot by the right-wingers. They can't beat me in a real election, so they try a recall and start throwing around that budget monster of theirs.
Don't be silly. You ran against Bill Simon. A chicken could beat Bill Simon.
Dick Reardon couldn't.
Dick is a nice guy, but he's a balloon. I never said a balloon could beat Simon. Anyway, we need to decide a date and location for our debates. The budget monster is closing in.
January 8th in San Francisco.
The vote is in October.
Thanksgiving in Malibu.
Sounds nice, but still too late. How about we do San Francisco in early September, LA in mid-month, and San Diego at the
end of
the month?
Don't like it.
Why not?
San Diego, right-wingers.
How about San Jose, Silicon Valley?
Say, what are you, a machine or a comedian?
A machine, but I'm programmed for comedy. I have a heart, too. I bought it from Jack Haley's estate.
This is terrible. Jerry Brown liked me. Sybil Shepherd liked me. If I lose this, my wife will hit me.
Now, Gray. It is okay. You are just a stupid, wishy-washy Democrat.
I didn't have to be, you know. I could have been a Republican, but I couldn't gain enough weight.
You need better advisors. I got Warren Buffett and George Shultz.
I told Cruz it wouldn't work. He got me Bill Clinton and Jimmy Buffett.
You're lucky. Tom McClintock got David Dukes and Mel Gibson.
Hey, I've got it. First debate on Mount Whitney during the first snow. The budget monster won't follow us there.
Maybe I should just discuss this with Bill Clinton.
I thought Gray was going to work it out.
Bill, where did you come from?
This is radio, man. I can come from anywhere. I think we ought to do the first debate next week in Portland, Maine.
Portland, Maine? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, that's about as far from California as we could get, Gray. Trust me, it works for you, man. Then the second one in Key West. Got some great golf courses down there.
But, Bill, what's that got to do with California?
Nothing. That's the beauty of it. Third one we're going to do in Mexico City.
That sure doesn't do me any good. Why don't we do one in Simi Valley?
Well, that don't do Gray or me any good. Nope, I picked Maine, Key West, and Mexico to throw the budget monster off. Uh-oh.
Money. The budget monster. Where's my hammer? I got to get out of here.
Help! It's coming for me! Help!
Oops, I gotta go catch me a stewardess in Vegas. Later, Gray!
The Average Network has brought you episode 2 of Gray Davis Down, written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and the Averages. All celebrity impersonators were test-fired at celebrity impersonation target ranges in the greater Hooper area. This is Pablo T-Flies, reminding you to test your celebrities on a regular basis. Stay tuned!